F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 22. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 22.
Phase one, that there would be mobilization, alert mobilization activities, which would
already.
would have to call men to active duty in phase two in order to prepare for the action of phase three. As a matter of fact, it would be the calling of reserves to duty in phase two that we would hope would deter phase three. But I think it's fair to say none of the NATO forces are properly equipped with combat support and logistical support forces. All of those would have to be ours.
We would contemplate perhaps reinforcing the forces we've got there now. We've got the two division sets of equipment and we might want to fly.
Yes, and almost certainly in phase two we would call up additional air squadrons.
We remember last summer we had column one and column two. Column one was the third division force.
Yes.
And column two showed the additions we would hope that different countries would make to that. Presumably we would press pretty early for the column two.
Yes, but then we would first press to move to column one, which they have not moved to as yet.
Well, the only thing is, do we want to say this on page four, where it said, should the risks and loss be too great, extend the fight would be suspended? Do we want that on any record?
Well, there's an important point involved here. If the Soviet Union were to use their ground-to-air missiles in the corridor, we couldn't continue flights in the corridors without going after those ground installations. And to go after the ground installations, and also to go after the airfields from which the Soviet planes come up, would be an expansion of the activity beyond what we contemplated for phase one. Serious risks of the conflict becoming a big one. And the thought was that you'd better take these mobilization measures, which you contemplated in phase two, before you go that far.
This is phase two, though, that we're talking now, really, phase two, aren't we?
Yes. Yes. During phase two, you would continue the flights as long as you could, but if they started using these ground air missiles, they'll put in a.
And to me, we ought to maybe consider rewording that sentence. Sounds like maybe we'll try and then they'll knock us out down and then we'll stop and then it'll be up to NATO when we start again. I think we ought to put it a little more, we will cease and mobilize and then prepare to commence again rather than sort of leaving it a little more questionable.
I think the British are going to come in with some suggested amended language for that particular sentence. I think their government has approved the whole document except for that sentence, and I think they're going to come in at our next meeting with a slight change in it. I think they'll make the same point that you have in mind.
Could you keep that in mind, Moss? It would be a NATO decision. Couldn't we say NATO would have to face the necessity in the light of the state of the military for air action beyond the scope of live oak operations in order reestablish air access after suitable concentration of forces has taken place, like that, just so that they get it all. Now, when we say the three powers, would it necessary? What do we want to call on NATO to make its forces, air forces available, for example?
The concept is that as long as the effort is purely on the air corridors or the autobahn, that this is a tripartite responsibility. The moment it's spread beyond the air corridor or the autobahn, then it becomes a NATO responsibility.
I wonder if there's something we could impress upon the other NATO about what their obligations will begin to become, or do you think they'll be impressed enough with the prospect that it might escalate into nuclear to be willing to participate fully in any support they can give us short of nuclear action? In other words, this doesn't seem to ask very much of NATO, except that it's really almost an information sheet, isn't it, for them? The other members of NATO aside from the British and the French? Here.
The blockade without the possibility of being vetoed by NATO. But you still could take out the ore without.
Paragraph requiring the action by the other members of NATO, from President, second paragraph on page 4 of Russia's Constitution.
helpful if he put in the why he regards conventional forces and their build-up to be completely consistent with his view on, because you see, want to make an exclusive, huh? I'd like to have it so that there are.
Members, everyone has got some particular angle to follow.
They can all vote for it.
I'm sure they will.